Okay, our friends. So today we are reading the 16th story in the Disney Bedtime Favorite Story book. This one is from the movie Bambi. It's called The Light Up Night. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
The Dookie Doink.
Sorry, one more time?
The Donkey Doink.
The Donkey Doink?
The Donkey Doink.
The Donkey Doink?
The Donkey Doink.
I have no idea what that is, but I love it. It sounds like some sort of fun noise that you would make if you were bouncing on the staircase. Donkey Donkey Doink. Maybe?
The Donkey Doink.
All right, friends, here we go. The golden sun dipped behind the trees, bathing the forest in beautiful twilight. It was time for the animals to go to bed. In the thicket, the little quails scurried one by one into their nest. Do you know what a quail is?
A bird.
A bird, that's right. They usually live, like, on the ground. The mice cuddled together in their thistles. Thumper and the other bunnies splashed each other as they washed up before bed. Bambi smiled as he curled up next to his mother. One animal wasn't getting ready for bed, though. In the trees, Friend Owl was just beginning to wake up. He slept all through the day while the other animals were awake because he is
a night.
He's a night owl, precisely. And what do we call that?
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal, that's right.
Like me.
At night, when the moon rose into the sky, so did the wise old owl. Friend Owl poked his head out of the hollow tree.
Friend Owl, tell us a bedtime story.
Thumper hollered. He was so excited that his foot went thump, thump, thump. Remember your manners, his mother said.
Sorry, Thumper said. Tell us a story, please.
Not tonight, Friend Owl said. The shooting stars will soon put on a show, and I don't want to miss it.
Bambi's ears perked up. What was a shooting star? He wasn't sure, but he wanted to find out, and Bambi wasn't the only one.
I want to see the shooting stars, too,
Thumper cried. It's getting dark, Bambi's mother said in a soft voice, and it's a long way to the meadow.
I'll look after the young prince and Thumper, Friend Owl offered.
Who's the young prince?
Why, Bambi, of course. Did you know that he was the prince? Because his father is the king of the forest. Mm-mm. That's true.
They'll be safe with me.
So Friend Owl flew slowly overhead, watching as Bambi and Thumper pranced along beneath him. In the deepening darkness, Bambi and Thumper could hear the song of the crickets. All of a sudden, Bambi saw a bright spark.
I saw it,
he cried. Friend Owl smiled kindly at him.
No, Bambi, he said. That was a firefly.
Oh,
Bambi said, watching in wonder as one by one, fireflies lit up the meadow. Do you know there's another word for fireflies? Mm-mm. Yeah, you can also call them lightning bugs. I kind of grew up hearing it both ways. It was a beautiful sight, but Bambi and Thumper still wanted to see the shooting stars. The friends waited quietly as the sky grew darker. Soon there was just a thin sliver of moon gleaming overhead.
That's good,
Friend Owl said approvingly.
A dark night will make the shooting stars easier to see.
Just then, a brilliant flash lit up the entire sky.
Look! Thumper shouted. I saw the first shooting star!
But before anyone could respond, a rumble of thunder rolled across the meadow. Thumper hadn't seen a shooting star after all. It was a bolt of lightning. And that's... That's very different altogether, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a shooting star is very different from a bolt of lightning, isn't it? Yeah. Bambi, Thumper, and Friend Owl scurried back to the forest as raindrops pelted the meadow. Thick clouds billowed across the sky, blocking the moon and stars. The friends huddled under the canopy of trees, waiting for the storm to pass. Bambi sighed. With so many clouds covering the sky, how could he ever see a shooting star?
I guess we'd better go home,
Bambi said, sadly. Thumper was too disappointed to even thump his foot.
Now, not so fast, little ones, Friend Owl said, reassuringly. Summer storms blow over before you know it. Be patient. The shooting stars are worth the wait.
After a while, the steady drumming of the rain began to slow. A cool breeze ruffled the leaves and blew the clouds from the sky.
Is it over?
Bambi asked.
Can we see the shooting stars now?
Let's find out,
replied Friend Owl. At the edge of the meadow, Bambi, Thumper, and Friend Owl saw that the fireflies had stopped flashing and the lightning was over. The night sky was clear, but still. Then it happened. A spark of light high above them. It plunged toward the ground, leaving a shining white streak behind it. Bambi gasped in surprise.
What was that it?
He asked.
A real shooting star?
That's right, young prince.
Friend Owl hooted happily. Soon, another shooting star zoomed overhead, and another, and another. The night sky was full of them. The three friends watched the sky for hours. Finally, there were no more stars.
It's time to go home now.
But I want to see more shooting stars,
Thumper whined.
And you will,
Friend Owl promised,
when the time is right.
That's because shooting stars happen rather regularly. Did you know that? It's true. You can find out by Googling what sort of atmospheric changes are happening wherever it is that you're living.
Do shooting stars ever land on the ground?
Yeah, there are meteors. They crash. Yeah.
Shooting stars can land on the ground?
Yeah, they can crash right into our planet.
Make big craters?
If they're big enough.
Some are small.
Yeah.
So would they just fall and be like a little pebble?
Yeah. Back in the thicket, Bambi snuggled close to his mother. As he told her all about the shooting stars, he closed his eyes. Behind his eyelids, he could still see the brilliant shooting stars. It had been the perfect night. And that, my good friends, is...
Say it with me.
The end.
The end.
The end.